Hey team, this is Grant David Collins, and welcome to Basement Philanthropy, a place for people who do not want to wait until they are rich or retired to create meaning, impact, and connection with their money, regardless of the amount. On this episode, we're going to be talking about where we are going with Basement Philanthropy, so let's get started. For those of you who are avid listeners to the Basement Philanthropy podcast, you will maybe wonder what we are doing talking about the subject that we are talking about today. Last week, we talked about generational philanthropy, and this week, we were supposed to be talking about the giving side of that generational equation. However, that episode is taking me a little bit longer than I thought it would, and so that episode will be coming out to you next week, and this week I have decided to speak into the subject that we're talking about today, which is where this is going, where we are going as a Basement Philanthropy community in the next 6 months. So that's how things are going to go, and I'm really excited to talk about what we are going to talk about today, because I have been filling a poll to talk with you, to just sit here and talk with you for a couple minutes about where we've come from and where we are going in the future. Now, one of the reasons why I feel this draw to just sit and have a fireside chat with you about Basement Philanthropy is because you, the listener, are really the board that is driving me forward in terms of what we are doing here. Now, what I mean by board is that in any official 501c3 nonprofit, there is a group of people called a board who helps to lead and guide the direction and the impact and the giving of the organization. Now, I have not officially organized myself as a 501c3. That is coming, and you all get to come along for the ride as we work through that process so that you can understand it better yourself. But because I don't have that yet, I want a group of people to be accountable to, and the listeners to this podcast seem like the best way or best group to be able to speak into that. And it's because you show up week after week. Like, I see your views, and I know you're there, and you're consistently there, and so you have some sort of stake in the future of where we're going, and so I wanted to just take a step back and speak into things. So there's a lot that goes on behind the microphone, and not just when the recordings are happening and we're developing the podcasts, but as we are working through and as I am working through some of the challenges and the questions that come up as we develop this space and as it becomes more of a prominent public thing. In a lot of ways, I have intentionally kept the launch and the last 6 months out of the main public square so that I can really get my footing on this side, and that the other individuals that are involved in what we're doing, that we can all be on the same page moving forward. And as I have walked through that, and it has mainly been me up to this point, there have been a lot of people that have helped, but as far as this thinking and strategy is concerned, that has been me. I have come up against a lot of questions that I didn't see coming that I want to share with you. And not only because I want you to be a part of what we're doing, but because whenever you start something like this, especially when it comes to impact and meaning and connection and these really real tangible things, it is not just a physical exercise. There is a lot of emotion and thought that goes into working through what is the best approach for us to take in creating the good that we want to build here in whatever that project looks like. So I've compared it, as I've talked with other people about this spot that we find ourselves at right now, I've compared it to training for an elite athletic feat. Now, that could be running a fast mile. That could be doing your first triathlon. It could be running a marathon or, you know, being a part of some coordinated sports like basketball or baseball at a high level. There's this point where physical ability and the mental ability come together. It's a part of your training, and anyone who has participated in elite athletics knows what I'm talking about. When you've done all you can from a physical side of the equation, and the mental side of the equation is really what takes you to the next level. And just like the physical side, this mental side needs to be developed. And so as I've been going through the rings of building and developing the physical side of things, the process, the microphones I'm using, the cameras, the editing software, you know, I've been putting in those reps, and we've been moving and growing in that area. And this mental side has begun to creep in and has forced me to really look in the mirror and to ask questions like, what is enough for me in my personal life and in this space of basement philanthropy? What does success look like? What does impact look like? And am I the one that should be doing this? Now, none of these questions should be taken as judgmental. Like, it's not like I've been looking in the mirror and just beating myself up. Now, obviously, that has come up because, my gosh, like, there's a lot that goes into developing these types of things. But each of those questions, when viewed from a non-judgmental standpoint, can be so useful in creating the longevity and endurance and the clarity that you need to move forward. And so as I have asked those questions over the last 6 months, and as I have developed more and more into this physical side of what we're doing from basement philanthropy and getting a lot of confidence in that area, I have discovered a lot of things on the mental side that I believe builds a really good foundation to move forward. And I want to share with you one of the biggest insights that have come out of that, that is driving me forward from my chair here in front of the microphone, and can likely be useful to you as you do the work around discovering what real impact looks like. So in this discovery, I have found a deep courage and confidence in what we are about creating. Like, I look into the world and I see a group of people, and by group, I mean the entire population of the world that has had access to the internet for the last 20 years, and we've been just pounded with social media. I see the broken connection and meaning and impact that has been a byproduct of that. And I see this craving and this longing for connection and meaning and being a part of something that is bigger than ourselves. And I see microphilanthropy being able to step into that void that has been created to be able to do something absolutely incredible. And you have felt that on your end. That's why you come back and listen over and over again. It's why you have developed a personal budget that allows for you to be able to be involved with microphilanthropy. And it's why you have started, even if it's in a very small way, to get involved in this space, because you too are feeling that pull and that drive. And that's only going to get bigger. And so I have just become committed to, yeah, this is exactly what we need to do moving forward as far as making this more available for people to see themselves as being able to create impact with their money and time and talents well before they are rich and retired. And so I've developed like that well, and that's been really, really cool to be able to see. And on the other hand, I have discovered this fear and this doubt that has also crept into that picture. In a lot of ways, these are two extremes on a scale. You have this immense mountainous courage and confidence, and this doubt and fear that has come up. And oftentimes they are seen as opposites. And so if we could just get rid of fear and doubt, then we would absolutely be able to move forward and be able to create what we want. And so we focus so much on getting rid of this. And that's what I've been doing. And what I have discovered is that they are not enemies, but friends that, if moderated, can create a enduring way forward. So what I mean by that is that I have discovered and been on the confidence and courage side a lot throughout my life. And I have seen that that has propelled me forward almost like a rocket being launched from wherever the space base is that we are launching rockets from these days. I believe it's in Florida. And there's this immense amount of energy that is given off to propel this rocket into the air. But without a long-term endurance or a measured approach, that is basically what it turns into. It's a flash in the pan. All the energy is expended, and there's not a lot of longevity. Where on the other side, this fear and doubt that can be often misdefined or misinterpreted as something that we should get rid of, in fact, tempers that energy into something that is more long-lasting. It brings a measure of approach in the same way that a democracy functions with two parties that come together to compromise around things. These two facets of fear and also confidence, when put together in what I am now referring to as measured confidence, provide a constraint around the energy that allows it to be focused on just the next couple steps forward instead of the huge mountains that are in the future. And that has really been what has slowed me down over the last couple months, is that I have been able to see so clearly the mountains in front of us that it has caused a lot of that fear and doubt to be a little bit crippling. Like, how are we going to move forward? How am I going to be able to create this? Is there any way for me to be able to move forward with all of this pressure, with having to climb these mountains? When in all reality, it's just the next couple steps forward. So in an odd sense, I've developed this kindred relationship with confidence and courage and also fear. And I never would have thought that I would use the term of friend around that. But fear, and there's likely a better term for that. Maybe I'll come up with something better. But fear in itself allows us to be able to prepare and to see clearly and to be able to bring down the other side of that extreme, so that we are able to last long enough for us to be able to find something that is self-sustaining and can grow exponentially. So that is a lot of what's been happening behind the microphone over here. And it has been a journey. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat it by saying, you know, on the other side, it's just been great, and nothing has been a challenge on this side. No, like, it has been really hard at times. I've had a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of times of sometimes crippling doubt on my end, especially as I've looked into the future. And now, it's not that all of that has gone away, but taking this measured confidence approach has allowed me to say, yeah, this is where we need to go. So let's answer that question. Where are we going from here? What I've discovered in the last 6 months is that there are two demographics that I'm really interested in moving forward as we build this community. And those two demographics revolve around two things that happen in people's lives when they graduate college, so they're, 22 to 24 years old, to when they become more established in their career, 30 to 35 years old. During this period of time, there's a lot of things that are happening. And the first thing is happening is that people are looking to really solidify themselves in their careers. And so they're asking a lot of those career questions like, hey, is this the right career for me? Am I being satisfied? What is the meaning of my life outside of just this 9-to-5? Those questions are being asked in a career and professional sense and in a personal sense. And so I believe there is a huge opportunity to introduce microphilanthropy into that equation so that people start to think through not only, hey, what do I want to do professionally, but it's like, why do I want to do it? And what is the outcome that I'm looking to create? And how do we plug microphilanthropy into that? So I see that as an obvious way forward. The other way forward is through the personal finance space. As people are starting to become adults and having to pay bills and having a mortgage or whatever else is coming as they develop and build their lives, personal finance is the mechanism and the engine that drives personal microphilanthropy. And so if at the beginning, as somebody is working through this personal finance space, if they can start to think about, man, how could I put a little bit of money aside to be able to be involved with giving? That creates that long-term effect that turns into larger and larger impact. So I'm not saying that we're going to dive deep into both of these and become, career coaches and personal finance coaches. No, like there are people out there that are focusing on that. I would like to partner with people in those spaces to be able to add on microphilanthropy to the work that they are already doing. And so I'm really looking forward to approaching those two individual spaces to be able to develop this community full of people who are thinking about those same things but want to add a measure of meaning and impact into both of those equations. The second thing that we are looking to do is make this more of a visual experience. You are either listening to me or watching me on YouTube, which is awesome for those of you who get to, see what this basement looks like. I want to take you outside of the basement. And a question that has been driving me to do that is this question of how can I volunteer? How can I get involved? And it surprises me how many people are asking that question with how big the need is. And what I've realized is, man, it probably comes from people just not understanding what is actually out there. And so if I can be a proxy for that and take you along with me, that'd be really cool. And there are so many awesome organizations nearby that I want to discover and to showcase. And so that is absolutely coming in the near future. We're going to take steps out of this basement and going to show you visually, hey, how can you start making an impact? And what are the organizations that people are doing for you to be able to either get involved with like organizations or to start to work through the mechanics of, man, I could do something in this space. And, oh, this person's doing that. What if I did this? That would create more impact. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I've been preparing to be able to start to release these vlogs to be able to help you see more clearly these opportunities that are in front of you. The next piece is the social media piece. Social media is such a beautiful tool with huge organic reach if it's used in that way. Now, it is often used in other ways that doesn't create things that are beautiful, but there is an opportunity to be able to use that. And especially I'm seeing that on LinkedIn. Now, there are a lot of other platforms that we're discovering or doing work around, but I'm really seeing an opportunity on LinkedIn. And so if you're not following me on LinkedIn, please do so that we can continue to build this community in a place where people are already thinking more professionally. They're thinking about these questions and looking for answers. And so I want to be able to provide that. on this podcast, we have been focusing mainly on two different segments so far. The first segment is conversations like this that you and I are having across this podcast, where I'm discovering and working through and developing myself as a philanthropist on this end and sharing some of those insights and that journey with you, which has just been an amazing experience for me. So thank you for listening to that. It really does mean a lot. Second thing that we've done is we have been highlighting fellow microphilanthropists in the space, people that are like you that are getting involved with this and their experiences. So highlighting what that has looked like. And that's been amazing. What I'm seeing as an opportunity to add additional value to this space, because this podcast is really meant to be that friend that comes along with you through this journey of microphilanthropy so you can just continue to learn more and more. I'm seeing two additional areas of opportunity. The first is to talk with people who are leading these philanthropy organizations and to get their stories, because all of them started out where you and I find ourselves today. And they're doing this incredible work. And how did they get there? What was the journey that they took to get there? So I see a really cool opportunity in being able to talk to these people in these organizations about their story and how they have built what they are involved with. The second thing I see is getting experts who are in this field, who have dedicated their life to this field, on the podcast to be able to speak into some of these things, because I am still learning too. I am by no means the expert here yet. Like, I'm on a journey to be able to build an expertise in that area, but I'm not there yet. And so that is also what we are going to add to this podcast. We're going to bring people on that have deep, rich experience and be able to have them teach us all how to be better at philanthropy. The last thing that we're going to be doing is really digging into building a community. There's a lot of ways that we're doing that, but one of the major ways that we are going to be doing that is allowing you as the community to be involved with giving. Now, if you live locally here in Utah, that could look like you being involved with us actually physically at a project. We're starting to do bigger projects on a month-to-month basis, so you could help out with those. If you are not local, there are going to be opportunities for you to be involved with those projects specifically and other things that you can be involved with in your own community, and for you to start building groups that you can be involved with that want to create good around you, so that this doesn't just have to be a Utah thing. Like, that has never been the vision, and it has quickly turned into something way bigger. There are listeners across the country now, which is just amazing. And so we want to start doing things as a community so that we can just come together. I'm really, really excited about that. I want to just close this off, this report, this face-to-face conversation, with just an immense amount of gratitude for you, the listener. Like, you've been with me since the beginning, a lot of you. And even if you haven't, you have decided to become a reoccurring listener. And as I have been discovering my voice, you have stayed around. And there's no way that I could help you understand how much that has meant to me. To see those consistent views on the channel has just been a fire for me to just continue to work through some of the struggles that I've spoken about today and to get on the other side. Like, that has come from you. And it's not about the numbers. It's about the people behind those numbers. And I know some of you personally, and there's some of you that I don't know. And if we don't have a relationship right now, like, I would just ask that you reach out so we can develop one. And I can just tell you face to face someday how grateful I am for your support. So that's what I would want you to know. I would want you to know that you are not only having an impact on the people around you as you are doing this microphilanthropy, but you are having a huge impact on me. And so from the bottom of my heart, I just thank you for that support. There's a lot that we're going to be doing in the future, and we are taking this measured confidence approach that is going to result in what I believe is this exponential gain over time as we work through this in a way that isn't as much like a rocket ship and is more like an endurance runner who is looking to complete a marathon. So I'm excited that you are here and a part of this group that is working through this marathon, and just thrilled for the future of Basement Philanthropy. It looks really good, and that doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard, but man, it's going to absolutely be worth it. Well, team, that's it for me. Let's go out in the world and create good with the money in our pockets together. Talk soon.